Benagea to Shiras Hayam. In the context of how the Shira is written in a Sefer Torah, the halacha is that it has to be written Ariach al Gabe Leveino, that the psukim are not written in the usual manner that they flow, but a word, a gap, a word, and then the line underneath, where the gap is on the above line, is a word, and then again, a word, a gap, a word, and then again, the line following it, the words are where the gaps are, and so forth. Like the way in which you place bricks in a building. Where does this system of writing start? This system of writing starts at what seemingly is the commencement of the Shira. The Shira starts with the Pasuk, Ashira Lashem. However, in Chazal, we find a number of drashas which indicate that the Shira starts with the words Oz Yoshe Moshe, V'nei Yisrael Es Ashira Hazais. For example, we find a Chazal which appears in Perek Chaf Gimel of the Medrash Rabbah on Shemois. Ma ro'u Yisrael le'me shira ba'oz. Why did Klal Yisrael start saying shira with the word oz? And if you look there in the Medrash, you'll see that there's a number of other references there in the Medrash which indicate very clearly that Chazal assumed that the commencement of the Shira was with the Pasuk of Oz Yoshe Moshe. And the question is obvious. Befashtus, the Pasuk Oz Yoshe Moshe is simply a Pasuk which is informing us as to the timing of when the Shira was said. Oz, then, at that point, Yoshe Moshe of Nei Yisrael, Moshe and the Klal Yisrael started saying the Shira. Therefore, it's difficult to understand what Chazal say in the Medrash which is brought in the Yalkut Shimoni, where the Medrash says, Omar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said the following, B'shor she'omri Yisrael Oz Yoshia, when Klal Yisrael said Oz Yoshia, meaning that Oz Yoshia is not the Torah talking and telling us the time frame as to when the Shira was said, but the Shira was something which the Pasuk Oz Yoshia was something which Klal Yisrael said. B'shor she'omru Yisrael Oz Yoshia, Lovash HaKadosh Baruch Chaluk Shel Tiferes. The Ribbono Shel Olam, as it were, dressed himself up in a levush, in a clothing of Tiferes, Shehayu Chakukim Olav, on which were engraved Kol Oz Shebetorah. Every time the expression Oz is used in the Torah, and then the Medrash goes on in the Yalkut and it lists all the times in the Torah where the word Oz is said. And then the Medrash continues and says, V'kiven shechot'u, and when Klal Yisrael were chayta, chaza v'kar'ai, but eventually tore up this garment and he brings a pasuk to prove it. And then the Medrash continues and the Medrash says, V'asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'achziroi, that the Ribbono Shel Olam will once again put on this beged in the future, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Oz Yimalei Yischaik Pinu. Now, besides understanding what the Medrash is saying, which seems to be very strange content of this Medrash, but without going into that, the Nisuach of the Medrash, the language of the Medrash, B'shol Sha'omri Yisrael Oz Yosher, as we said, indicates that Oz Yosher is not an opening remark telling us when the timing was when Chal Yisrael said the Shira, but Oz Yosher is an integral part of the Shira. Why is it that Chazal are pushing this idea the whole time, that Oz Yosher is an integral part of the Shira, when the Pshutei Shel Mikra obviously is that it isn't? It's just the time frame as to when the Shira was said. There's another very strange Maimar Chazal. The Pasuk says that after the Yam split, after Klal Yisrael went through, after the Egyptians were drowned, Vayoshov Hayom Lifno Yisboikel Le'esonoi, that the sea returned to its natural route. It went back to normal again. Again, if you look in the Medrash Rabbah, on that pasuk, Chazal say, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, the Ribbono Shel Olam said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ani hu shehisnesi imoi, I made a tanai with the sea. I made a condition with the sea. Kach hisnesi imoi bitchilo. This is the tanai that I made with the sea when I created the sea. Sha'ani koiroi, that I am going to split it. How do we know that Ribbono Shel Olam made a tanai with the sea when the Ribbono Shel Olam created the sea, that he was going to split the sea? Continue Chazal and say, because it's hinted to in the Pasuk. Where is it hinted to in the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, as we quoted, Vayosho Hayom Lifnois Baikel Le Esonoi. If you take the word Esonoi, Aleph Yud Tof Nun Yud, and switch around the letters, you end up with the word Tanai. And that word is a remez Litnai Shehisnesi Imoi Bischila. But first of all, it's kind of strange, Chazal. Right? Sounds like a Chassidish Avertel. Stomach's a strange Chazal. But it's not. It's more than strange, because why was a Tanai required? Why is it that the Ribbono Shel Olam had to make a Tanai with the sea that he was going to split it? The Ribbono Shel Olam is Oisei Shemayim V'aretz Es Hayom V'chol Asher Bom. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the creator of everything, and he has the capacity and he has the ability to change even the laws of nature if he so desires. The Ribbono Shel Olam can change anything which is a nivro without making any tanoim whatsoever. There's no necessity for the Ribbono Shel Olam to make prior conditions. V'horaya, Yeshua split the River Jordan. We don't find anywhere, there's no mention, Chazal or anywhere, that there was a tanai made with the Nahar Yarden that prior to its bria, that the Ribbono Shel Olam said, I'm going to allow Yeshua to split it. Yeshua was Maimid the Shemesh. Yeshua stopped the sun setting at the correct time in Givoy. We don't find anywhere that the Ribbono Shel Olam was masne with the Shemesh, that it's created on condition that it will not set at its correct tiviastic a time. At a certain point in history later on, when Yeshua wants to stop it and give it. But even more than all this, where did Chazal find the remez for the Tanai? So Lichura, if we're looking for a remez for a Tanai, that the Ribbono Shel Olam made a precondition with the Yam before he created it, that it's going to split, then the remez should be before the Yam splits. Where did Chazal darshan the remez from? Vayoshev ha'om, ha'yom, lifnois boikel ha'isonai. When the Yam goes back to its non-split state. Now that it should go back to its non-split state, that definitely the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't have to make any conditions with the Yam that it should do that. It's obvious that it will go back to its natural course. So why is the remez dafka put after the Yam has split when the Yam goes back to its natural course? There's another very strange point. In all the parshas that we've read, from the beginning of the Shibud until this point in time, when the Shibud is finally over with the destruction of the Egyptians at the Yam Suf, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu was told by the Ribbono Shel Olam, this is already at the very beginning, Moshe Rabbeinu is told by the Ribbono Shel Olam, go to Paroi. And he's given instructions what he should tell Paroi. What is the instruction that he should tell Paroi? Shalach es ami. Tell Paroi you should send Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim v'yachaygu li bamidbar. That they should make a chag for me in the Midbar. Every single time that Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paroi to speak to Paroi b'shem Hashem, all Moshe Rabbeinu says is Shalach es ami v'ya'avduni. We don't find anywhere in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu asked Paroi that he should set Klal Yisrael free from the Shibud. That Paroi should allow the Jews to leave Mitzrayim on a permanent basis. We don't find anywhere that Paroi was ever told by Moshe Rabbeinu that God says, let Klal Yisrael leave Mitzrayim, and they're not coming back. No. He's told initially by Moshe that all we want is to go into the Midbar for a brief period of time, to be chaygeg to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then he repeats, let us go, let us go, let us go, meaning let us go for Yavduni, that we can serve the Ribbono Shel Olam in what we spoke about the first time, namely for a limited period of time. It's only in Parshas Boy, when Paroi calls Moshe v'Aaron in the middle of the night, after Makas Bechoros, when Paroi says to Moshe, Kumu tzu'u mitoich ami, get out of here, gam atem, gam b'nei Yisroel, v'lechu ivdu es Hashem kedarkechem, where Paroi means, okay, I give in. You want to go away for a few days to be Eved Hashem? Go away for a few days. It's only then that the Medrash Shoych HaTov learns Pshat there in the Pasuk that Omar Loi Moshe, Moshe's response to Paroi was Mevakesh Ato Lechalos Es HaMakoh HaZois Mimcha, If you want to get rid of this makkah, if you want to stop this plague of the Bechayrus dying, emoya, then say to me now, Hare atem b'nei chayrim, Hare atem b'rishchuschem, ve'ein atem avodai elo avdei Hashem. And because Paroi and the Mitzrayim were terrified out of their minds, as the Pasuk says, Ki omru kulonu meisim, because they thought that everybody was going to die, Paroi starts shouting and says, and this is the way the Medrash touches it, the Paroi says back, L'sha'ova ha'yisem avodai, until now you are my avodim, aval achshov hariatem b'nei chayrim, hariatem b'rishuzchem, hariatem avdei Hashem. And it's only then the Klal Yisrael leave Mitzrayim b'yad Roma. Why is it that the Ribbono shel Olam commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to lie to Paroi, to fool Paroi, to trick Paroi, to say to Paroi, Neil Choderech Shleishes Yomim Bamidbar, we want to go away a few days to the Midbar in order to be Avdei Hashem. Why wasn't Paroi told from the very beginning, let Klal Yisrael free completely? And the Mefarshei HaTorah already asked this. It's not my question. And perhaps one can say the following. The first Nisoyan that faced Klal Yisrael after they departed from Mitzrayim was Kriyas Yamsuf. That's how Chazal described it to us. Chazal described to us, again, Medrash Rabbah on Shmos and Perek Kaf Aleph, Lo nikra lohem hayam, the sea didn't split, at shebo'u l'teichom ad choitmom, until they walked into the water and the water reached their nostrils. Then the nest took place, the yam split, v'yachakach nas elohem yabosha, and it became dry land that they could walk through. And the Mishnah carries on, the Medrash carries on, and the Medrash explains that they were standing at the edge of the yam, and they were panicking. On the one hand is the sea. On the other hand, the Mitzrayim are behind them. And they didn't know what to do. They're trapped. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. The Ribbono Shel Olam says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ein loim li Yisrael elo liso bilvad. You have no choice. Keep going. Dabar el b'nei Yisrael vayisu. Tell Klal Yisrael to carry on going as if there's no sea there. Vayisu. And they carried on. Yasiu raglehem minayabosho liyam. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, keep walking from the dry land into the sea. V'yataroya nisim sha'as elohem. And then you'll see the nisim that I'll do. And the Gemara says in Saiton daf lamed zayin amud aleph, that they're standing there and they're debating who's going to be the first one? Who's going to take the risk? Kofatz Nachshon ben Aminodov v'yored liyam tchilo. And Nachshon ben Aminodov keeps walking straight into the sea. And after him, everybody else follows. V'aleihem mefurish b'kabbalah, say Chazal, and that's what the Pasuk says. In Nach, Hashieini Elikim ki bo umayim ad nofesh. The Ribbono Shel Olam saved me. The Ribbono Shel Olam did a miracle for me. When it got to a point when the water reached my nostrils, when it seemed clear that I was going to die, when it seemed clear that I was going to drown, at that point, Hashiani Elikim. At that point, the Ribbono Shel Olam saved them. That Nisoyan of Klal Yisrael walking into the sea after Nachshon Ben Aminadov, not taking into consideration the storm, which Chazal tell us was going on within the sea. The fact that they passed that Nisoyan, that was the preparation. That was what was machshir them. That was what prepared them for Maimed Har Sinai and for Kabbalas HaTorah. Because of that act of Mesiras Nefesh, they were able at Maimed Har Sinai to be Shemeya Kaila Hashem Medaber Aleihem Mitoch HaEsh. We assume that the whole point of the sea splitting was in order to save Klal Yisrael from the Mitzrayim, who were chasing after them. We assume that if the Mitzrayim wouldn't have been chasing after Klal Yisrael, if the events of history would have been different, and the Egyptians would have given up the minute that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and would never have bothered to chase after Klal Yisrael, there would never have been any necessity for the miracle of the splitting of the sea. But Chazal are coming here and Chazal are being mechadish something. Chazal are coming here and Chazal are telling us that that's not a true perspective. It's not that the sea split in order to save Klal Yisrael from the Mitzrayim. The splitting of the sea had a different function altogether. The splitting of the sea was an isoyan for Klal Yisrael to see whether they are mukhshel lekabel Torah or not. Because without the act of Mesiras Nefesh, of jumping into the sea, they would never have been able to be Mekabel Torah, because there is a Tnai Kedem Lemaisa. There's a precondition for Kabbalah Satera. And that's Mesiras Nefesh. That's to be Mesa Nefesh. One can't be Mekabel Torah without Mesiras Nefesh. So the splitting of the sea was a necessity. The splitting of the sea came to teach Klal Yisrael this whole concept of Mesiras Nefesh, which is a pre-requirement for Kabbalah HaTorah. And because there was a necessity that there should be an act of Mesiras Nefesh on the part of Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah, therefore the Ribbono Shel Olam was Mesaveh the Inyonim, that the Egyptians should chase after Klal Yisrael in order that there should be a Hechatimsa of Mesiras Nefesh on the part of Klal Yisrael. In other words, the whole redifa of the Mitzrayim after Klal Yisrael was in order that the sea should split. Not that the sea split because the Mitzrayim were chasing them. And this is very clear in the words of the Mechilta in Parshas Yisro, where the Mechilta says, Hera HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeAvram Avinu Gehinim Matan Torah UKriyas Yam Suf. In the Bris Ben Absurim, the Mechilta derives from the Psukim that Avram Avinu Ben Nevuah was shown by the Ribbono Shel Olam Gehinim Matan Torah and Kriyas Yam Suf. Lichura, there's something wrong with that statement. What's wrong with that statement? The order's wrong. What took place first, Matan Torah or Kriyas Yam Suf? Kriyas Yamsuf. So how should Chazal express the fact that Avraham Avinu was shown in a Nevuah? These three things. Chazal should say that Avraham Avinu was shown in chronological order. Gehinnom, Kriyas Yamsuf, and Matan Torah. Why did Chazal put Matan Torah before Kriyas Yamsuf? Is Mukrach a Mavuah from the Mechilta? It's clear from the Mechilta that there's a system going on here. Matan Torah was in order to save the world from Gehinnom. And Matan Torah is interdependent upon Kriyas Yamsuf. Chazal come along, and if you look in the context there in the Mechilta, you see it clearly. Chazal come along and say the following. Gehinnom was created. Torah is there in order to save us from Gehinnom. But Torah can only be achieved through the Mesiras Nefesh of Kriyas Yamsuf. And because it was poshut in the eyes of Chazal that Kriyas Yamsuf was a preparation and a necessary preparation for Kabbalas HaTorah, that's what Chazal mean when Chazal say that there was a t'nai in Maisa Bereishis in reference to Kriyas Yamsuf. Chazal understood that obviously the Ribbono Shel Olam told the Yam at the time when the Yam was created, you are going to be a vehicle to test the Mesiras Nefesh of Klal Yisrael. And if they pass the test, you're going to have to split. This was something which Chazal understood as being a Dover Poshet. They didn't learn it out from the language of the Psukim. This was a Dover Poshet by then. The only thing was that they were looking for an Asmachta. They were looking for a Remez for this somewhere in the Torah. They were looking for a Remez for something which was a Dover Poshet by then. They were looking for a remez legabe, this concept of the Tanai. And they found it in Leisone. The fact that Leisone is not talking about priests, the splitting of the sea, but after the splitting of the sea, that's only a problem if you're trying to learn it out from there. But if you're not learning it out from there, if it's a Dabba Pashut, if it's a Svara Pshuta by you, as it was by Chazal, except that you want to find a remez, Beseda, you got a remez. You got a remez in the word Eisonai. Because Kriyas Yamsuf was a fulfillment of the Tanai that the Ribbono Shel Olam made with the Yam prior to Maisa Bereishis, in order that Klal Yisrael should be able to be Mekabel Torah. Therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam again designs the whole picture that Paroi should think that which Moshe is forcing him to free Klal Yisrael entirely should be something which wasn't coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam, but was an invention of Moshe Rabbeinu. It was necessary that Paro should think that. It was necessary that Paro should think that Klal Yisrael are only going away for 3 days. Why? Because as soon as the temporary panic the parry was in. From Makkas Becheiras goes away. What does he say? Ma'azayis asinu kishilachnu es Yisrael mi'avdeinu. We were stupid. Why did we let them go? Meaning, why did we let them go completely? That wasn't the Ribbono Shel'Olam's request from me. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's request from me. Had Paro thought that this is what the Ribbono Shel'Olam wanted, because by Makkas Becheiras he already saw the power of the Ribbono Shel'Olam, he would never have had the guts to change his mind and go chasing after Klal Yisrael. The only reason why he had the guts to change his mind and to go chasing after Klal Yisrael is because he was convincing himself that this wasn't the request of the Ribbono Shel'Olam, this was an invention of Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the raya that it's an invention of Moshe Rabbeinu? Because until this point in time, it's never been mentioned. Every time Moshe Rabbeinu came to me in the name of God, what did he say? Let us go for 3 days. So if he now, after Makkas Becheiras, says, let us go free completely, it must be something that he invented. Because he never before ever said this in the name of God. Therefore, God is all-powerful and God can kill us. But God doesn't care if Klal Yisrael come back, because all God wanted is that Klal Yisrael should go away for a few days. So let's go, guys. Let's bring them back. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu wants them to go free, who's Moshe Rabbeinu? He's got no power. All of Moshe Rabbeinu's power is only based on the fact that he's doing the mission of God. The mission of God has nothing to do with freeing them completely. Therefore, the Ribbono Shel'Olam had to design the whole thing in this way that Paro should think that the request of the Ribbono Shel'Olam is only for 3 days. Chazal in the Yalkut say that the word Oz, which means then in the English language, has a dual meaning the same as it does in the English language. Just as in the English language the word then can mean in the past or it can mean in the future, then it happened. Then it will happen. So too the word Oz can mean in reference to the past and it can mean in reference to the future. And therefore Chazal come along and Chazal established for us that when the Torah, which is eternal, is writing for eternity the parasha of Shira, it wasn't written in the way in which one would expect it to have been written. Namely, Vayoshiru Moshe uvnei Yisrael. That Moshe and the Bnei Yisrael sang a Shira. But instead, the Torah uses a language of Oz Yoshia. There are other Shiras in Tanakh. There is a Shira of Shiras Dvaira and Barak ben Avinoyam. There is a Shira of David HaMelech. If you look at the Shira of Dvaira, you look at the Shira of David HaMelech, it always starts with the phrase, and they were Shar. It's only in the Shira Sayyam that it doesn't start that way. But it starts off with an Oz Yashir. And it's coming to tell us something. Say Chazal, what's it coming to tell us? That Shira, which Bnei Yisrael sang, when they were standing on the edge of the sea, after they'd gone through Yam Suf, is not only a Shira on the past, it's not only a Shira on the event that just happened to them, but it's also the Shira of the future. Because Kriyas Yam Suf had a message not only for that point in time, but Kriyas Yam Suf had a message for eternity, for the future as well. There's no question that if you're talking about the Heftza of Shira, the Heftza of Shira starts with Oshiro Lashem. There's no suffix. That everybody agrees. And therefore, Ariach HaGabi Leveinu, the way which has to be written, which is a din in the Heftza of Shira, starts by Oshiro Lashem. But the pasuk of Oz Yoshio Moshe was also a chelik of the Shira of Am Yisrael, even though it's not a chelik of the Heftza of Shira. It's a statement being made by Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael said Oz, what were they saying? They were saying that we understand that this is Darko Shel Kabbalas HaTorah. This is the way in which a person is Mekabel Torah. And this is the way throughout all the generations, for eternity, L'asid Lavoi. Any doer, any individual who wants to be Mekabel Torah, the only possibility that he has of being able to be Mekabel Torah is if he's willing to go the extra yard. If he's willing to be Meisa Nefesh. If he's willing to be Meisa Nefesh, he can be Kehne Torah. If he's not willing to be Meisa Nefesh, if he's playing games with it, if he's not willing to put in that extra effort, then he can't be Mekabel Torah. And this is a Tnai Kodim L'Meisa. Torah is nikness through Mesiris Nefesh. It doesn't happen when a person sits back and takes life easy. When a person sits back and takes life easy, he can't be Mekabel Torah. You can't be Mekabel Torah by trying to beat the system. You can only be Mekabel Torah if you're willing to give up something. If a person is not willing to give up anything, then he's wasting his time. Because it doesn't happen. That's a Tnai Kodim L'Maisa. That's Kriyas Yamsuf prior to Kabbalah Satira. Say Chazal. This Oz will continue throughout the ages. Every time that a person succeeds in being Mekayim the Oz, every time that a person succeeds in being Meisa Nefesh for Torah, thereby being Mekabel Torah, then Yemale Yisrael Pino. That's when a person starts enjoying life. That's when a person smiles. That's when depression is over. That's when life becomes an activity which is an activity of fulfillment. But Kol Zman, a person is not willing to be makriv anything for Torah, he will never reach a situation of Oz Yemale Yisrael Pino. It won't happen. And that's the limud from the parsha of Shira. The limud from the parsha of Shira is, if we think that we can sit around and we won't put any effort in, or we'll spend our lives in the illusion that what we are doing is effort, when we know deep down inside is the truth, because as Rav Dessler says, there's a Mabut HaEmes inside the person. Everybody deep down inside knows the Emes about himself. If we're going to continue living in this illusion that we're doing something when we're not doing anything, there will never ever be any Hatzlacha in Torah.